tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This
yes,
is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it
this day.
Yes.
Happy Monday morning to you.
Yes.
Be motivated on this Monday to fulfill everything that God has sent you in this earth realm to fulfill. Manifestation Monday.
Yeah, and I have my Monday voice. You can hear it. It's Monday. I put my Monday voice on. It will change as Tuesday roll around. But right now, it's Monday, Monday, Monday. We have a whole week ahead of us. And you're going to be blessed. Oh, I'm just happy to be on the air this morning to greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to tell you that God loves you.
Amen.
He loves you. He loves you. It doesn't matter what you do. He loves you. You can do anything to make him not love you. And you can do anything to make him love you more. Isn't that sweet? Mm-hmm. His love is set for us.
Yes.
And unchangeable. Mm-hmm. That is sweet. That doesn't matter what you do. He loves you.
Yes.
You can work all you want and get everything for the Lord. That's not going to make you love you anymore. It's set, man. It's set. Mm-hmm. It's set, set, set. So rejoice in that on this Monday morning.
Yes.
I got to get my Tuesday voice up. Rejoice in that and be happy, right?
Yes.
Remember the song back home? Be happy.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Don't worry. we had to try to wake you up this morning as you go to work. It's Monday, you mm-hmm. know? Don't get the Monday blues. We got to take the blues away. God, yeah, someone says, hey, Pastor Beckford is very chippy this morning.
This week, we're going to be talking about refocusing, bringing our vision back into focus as we prepare to finish out, to close out the year 2020. We still have the rest of September, October, November, and December. So we have time to manifest the very things that we decreed and declared in the beginning of the year. We have time, so we must put forth the effort. This is definitely a time of building the foundation. Our theme scriptures are Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19, where the Lord spoke to us prophetically back in 2019 as we prepare to come into 2020. He said, "Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Look very carefully for it. I will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." So we didn't know when that word was originally released, what 2020 was had in store for us, but God knew.
And yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to a doctor on, I think it was Wednesday, and he says, "Man, this is a year. Where did this year come from?" He was telling me, he's a doctor, Dr. Morgan. He says, "Everything that can go wrong, go wrong." I'm just smiling. But the Lord says there will be a wilderness. So I said, "Dr. Morgan, we're going through a wilderness right now. The world is going through a wilderness. Having a what kind of experience? A wilderness experience. But for those who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, listen to me. Followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember in John chapter 10 says, "My sheep know my voice." Mm-hmm. Okay? They follow me. A stranger they will not listen to. Okay? So, notice he said, "My sheep." So, if you are his sheep, mm-hmm. and when I read that, and I know enough English to understand, if he said, "My sheep," then there are sheep that is not his. I have enough English to know that, to analyze that. I don't have to be spiritual to know what that means. And then he's give us the Psalms, the 23rd Psalms. The Lord is
my shepherd.
Uh-huh. Kaklaim. So, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Watch the next thing. He leads me because my sheep know my voice and they follow me. So, in this season, we got to know the shepherd's voice. We got to know the shepherd's voice to follow. And the only way we can do that is to get back in focus. Yes.
Because when the children of Israel were in the wilderness for those 40 years, what they were doing is they were building their confidence. They were not confident at the beginning of the 40 years. But by the end of the 40 years, their confidence had arisen. The promised land was close by. But it was because of their lack of confidence that they continued to wander, their lack of focus that caused them to wander. But when Joshua positioned them and he said, in 3 days, we're going in, he brought them back into focus, showing that it was possible. What God did before, he will do again. And they had to increase. They had to be confident in the things of God to go through. Because, you know, when they crossed the Red Sea, when they were coming out, Moses lifted up, at the command of God, Moses lifted up his staff, and the sea split. It says that the water became as a wall to the east and to the west, and they were able to cross through on dry land. Yeah. None of their feet got wet. But when Joshua was taking them in, when they had to cross the Jordan, the instruction of the Lord was that the priests had to first put their feet in the water in order for the water to separate. Yes. So they had to rise into another level of confidence. When they crossed the Red Sea, the path was already clear. Yeah. The water had already became a wall to the left and to the right, and they came through on dry ground. Nobody got wet. But when it came time for them to cross over into the Jordan to possess their possession that had been promised to them from generation to generation, it had to feel funny to somebody's feet in the beginning, because those priests had to put their feet into the Jordan River. So they had to be more so confident in God that if he did it before, that he would do it again. They endured long enough to know that it was time for them to move. They were sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they knew that they had to move forward, and they did so. So be encouraged on this morning. Everything that you are going through, your confidence must be increasing. Your confidence, not in yourself, but your confidence in the Lord, that he is able. God is able. He is truly able. Any situation that you face, any circumstances that you find yourself in, God is truly able. And then the power that is in you through the Holy Spirit, the power that Jesus went through the crucifixion, he endured the cross because he foresaw the Holy Spirit being released to dwell inwardly in each and every one of us. The power that is in that revelation, oh my God, in the New Testament, it talks about Jesus in his preparation to go to the cross. And he says, it's a good thing that I go to the cross, even though he didn't want to in his flesh. He said, because then the Holy Spirit can be released. At the ascension, the Holy Spirit was released. So now we could say, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon them for great exploits. But in the New Testament, there was a release now. The power of the Holy Spirit within us to continually operate in great exploits, to continually be able to dominate any inferior spirit that shows up from this world.
Amen. Can somebody say amen out there? Let's look quickly at Galatians chapter 5, verse 7 this morning.
You ran well.
Yes.
Who hindered you from obeying the truth? So Paul is reminding them, look, you ran well. Who hindered you? Yeah. Who stopped you from obeying the truth?
Isn't that powerful? Mm-hmm. What is stopping us now?
Mm-hmm.
Who is stopping us?
And then verse 8 goes on to say, this persuasion does not come from him who calls you. So there was a voice of persuasion that came that hindered them from obeying the truth. So we have to be careful of the voices that we allow to take dominance in our mind.
You remember Eve in the garden?
Mm-hmm.
Eve and Adam started out great. That verse could fit them. They run well.
Mm-hmm.
But now, who hindered them?
Mm-hmm.
And the voice of persuasion was not the voice of God. When the beast of the field came in the garden and persuade mm-hmm. Eve to get off, to get off focus.
Mm-hmm.
And start to focus on the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'll leave that up to you, Dad. I know, man. Eve and Adam were told, this is the path. This is the tree. You shall eat of every tree in the garden, mm-hmm. but this one, do not eat. And what the devil did, he take Eve mm-hmm. off focus. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about. We're going to talk about this all week.
Mm-hmm.
Get refocused.
Yeah.
Don't let strange voice get you off focus. Go ahead.
Because the first thing the serpent said in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, he says, has God indeed said?
Yeah.
That's the first thing, trying to get her to question, what did God say?
Says.
Has God indeed said?
Says.
So when you God shows you something, and if we begin to proclaim it, tell people about it too early, what's the first thing people are going to say to you? Did God really say that? Did God really say that to you? How do you know
yeah.
that God really said that to you?
Yeah.
How is that really possible?
Possible.
And then they tell you all the reasons why it's impossible. They disqualify you before you even start
yeah.
in your pursuit.
But we got to remember Galatians chapter 7 and verse 8. This persuasion, in verse 8, this persuasion does not come from him who called you.
Mm-hmm. And then he goes on in verse 9, a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
Be careful who you listen to.
Verse 10, I have confidence in you, in
yeah.
the Lord, that you will have no other mind,
yeah.
but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment,
yeah.
whoever he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I love the word here. This is going to be great this week here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it tells us, what he tells you,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing great, here comes other voices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you notice, Adam and Eve was doing what? Great.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing good. They were running well.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a voice that entered, the voice of persuasion,
mm-hmm.
that entered them from doing the truth. Isn't it so real this morning
yeah.
that we know what is truth,
mm-hmm.
we know the truth, and we might be doing the truth,
mm-hmm.
and then there is a voice of persuasion that will take us off that path.
Mm-hmm. Even just a voice just saying, oh, you're doing a lot. Just
yeah.
take a break.
Yeah.
And you're right there about yeah. to advance to the next level.
Yeah.
But here comes a voice. Oh, you've been working so hard. Just take a break. Or you've done your diet plan
uh-huh.
this long. Just have a cheat day.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah,
whatever
yeah, yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been sober so long.
No.
Just celebrate with the guys.
Right.
Celebrate the event, the occasion.
Just have a drink. Voice of persuasion.
No, let's watch out. Be cautious
yeah.
of that voice of persuasion. God is a good God. He's continually speaking, so we have ears and we must hear the still small voice of God. He is speaking clearly on to each and every one of us. So we just have to get in that quiet place where we can focus and hear the voice of our Creator. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.